It's priced at $11.88. Or to keep soothing music with you all day, carry GE's Personal Portable. It's not much bigger than a cigarette pack, and it's just $4.99. Get General Electric radios, the easygoing radios, from participating True Value hardware stores.
It's working.
The more he needs his new underarm deodorant, the more it works.
It's working!
Body Off. It starts you out dry, and its powdery spray helps keep you dry.
It's working.
And Body All is moisture activated, so extra deodorant protection is released at even the slightest hint of wetness.
It's working! It's working!
Body All, the underarm deodorant that works on any part of any body. Body All.
It's working!
The president and his family now are headed for Key Biscayne in the Easter weekend in Florida. A White House spokesman says it's not known yet just when they'll return to Washington, D.C. Australia sent its Attorney General to France with a mission impossible. Lionel Murphy's job was to persuade the French to stop nuclear testing in the South Pacific. Today in Paris, Murphy reported the result of his talks.
The French government would not agree to cease testing in the atmosphere of the Pacific. They would not supply us with any information as to the dates of their proposed tests or expected size and yield of their explosions. They were not prepared to join with us in an application to the International Court of Justice on any basis.
And so Australia is planning to take France to court on the nuclear testing issue in the South Pacific. This is Reed Collins, CBS News.
Water. 130 gallons a day. That's what it takes to keep each American living the way he wants to live. 130 gallons a day to quench our thirst, wash our clothes, water lawns, cool engines, process food and package it, and 1,001 other things. 130 gallons a day for each of this nation's 209 million people. And more water needed every year, every month, every day. Will there be enough water? The Soil Conservation Service, U.S. Department of Agriculture, reminds us that water is one of our most important natural resources. Let's treat it that way by planning now for the quantity and quality we'll need tomorrow.
Seven minutes after 12 noon, Katie Casper.
Chuck Harkins, Katie News. The Atomic Energy Commission in Denver, Colorado, has determined that radioactive mill tailings near Riverton do not present a hazard to the public. Glenn Brown of the AEC's Division of Regulatory Operations said today the report on the March 13th inspection of the site was completed and had been mailed to Congress and officials in Wyoming. A temporary court restraining order has been issued halting implementation of a much-disputed four-district reorganization plan in Wyoming's Fremont County. That order was issued by District Judge Jack Nicholas at Lander after a suit was filed challenging the school plan. Three persons have been named by Wyoming Governor Stan Hathaway to the state's new Board of Equalization. They include Harold Josendahl of Casper. Wyoming Senator Gail McGee said yesterday in a speech at the Air Force Academy that interest and support for the UN among United States citizens is declining. He said he felt it primarily was because the UN had been oversold when it was first established. The University of Colorado may soon have a world-renowned physicist on its staff. He's Edward Teller, a 65-year-old scientist who has been called the father of the H-bomb. The widow of a man killed in a missile silo accident near Cheyenne earlier this year is suing the Boeing company for $500,000. The suit was filed yesterday in U.S. District Court at Cheyenne by Donna Scharberg. Her husband Ross and another man were killed when an elevator carrying them to the underground missile site broke and plunged some 85 feet to the bottom of the pit. A severe storm lashed central and southern portions of Montana today, blocking roads, causing power outages, and posing a threat to newly born livestock. In Billings, Montana's largest city, it was buried under what they call 6 inches of snow. Authorities said all roads leading to that city, except interstate highways, were blocked. The storm right now, the current storm, is worse in the northeast and northwestern part of Wyoming and also in southern Montana. It is showing signs of abating a little bit in southeastern, southwestern, and central Wyoming. As far as the livestock situation goes in Wyoming, Doran Loomis, the president of the State Agricultural Board, said losses will be well above average, with newborn calves hit the hardest. Mick Miller, a rancher in the Sybil area near Wheatland, said most of the calf crop and a large share of the cows will be lost if we don't get some help from the weatherman soon. Dean Prosser, executive secretary of the Wyoming Stock Growers Association, said a 50% loss in the calf crop could be anticipated. We need a sudden switch in the weather to prevent a livestock catastrophe. He said it's tough to find hay, and the prices, which range from $55 to $75 a ton, is another problem. State Agricultural Commissioner Jack Hertzler said the current snowstorm could result in a disastrous situation for livestock owners. Hertzler predicted that many newborn calves and lambs would die in the storm, but that it would be weeks before a dollar estimate could be made. John Burke of Natrona County, a rancher, said he felt the calf crop would be in the most danger. He said that lambing in most of the county did not start until May. Jim Phoenix, a rancher near Glen Rock, said that he calls the situation in that area as critical. He said if cows don't move around and leave paths for their calves, the young calves smother. And Katie News, even before the storm hit, had received numerous reports of starving livestock in Natrona County. And, of course, wildlife is expected to be hard hit. Those wild horses were having a rough time of it over the weekend without finding feed even before the latest storm hit. There was a hay drop there by BLM, of course, early in the week. On snowmobile use, the Casper Police Department does not consider this the type of emergency that would require the use of snowmobiles in Casper. They say it's against the law to use snowmobiles in the city, and Tom Harvey of the police department said that even if it wasn't, the heavy, wet snow that abounds now is not conducive to operating a snow machine anyway. Snow depths, well, the measurable level of snow in Casper is considerably higher than at the National Weather Service. 38 inches of snow has been measured at several residences. One Casper family measured 42 inches on a flat roof atop the second story of their home. Drifts, of course, were much higher. An unidentified four-wheel drive operator took a big run at a six-foot drift earlier this morning, only to discover a Volkswagen buried underneath. Casper Mountain has over 7 feet of snow on the level, far eclipsing the previous record of 5 feet on the level in 1963. Another Casper woman recalled having 26 inches of level snow in Casper on April the 20th of 1933, but that appears to have been surpassed by the storm. The nation's low reading was in dispute earlier today. There was some defugally on where it might be. One report on the wire said it was Evanston, 19 above, but the southeast corner of the state was just above zero, and most of Wyoming's reporting stations were below that Evanston figure. Later this morning, the wire credited Ely, Nevada, with being the lowest in the nation, with a reading of 21. Network radio and television newscast used actualities from Casper residents with Natrona County Sheriff Bill Estes on NBC, Dudley Brewster of the Casper Police Department on CBS. On free-for-all today, Katie's free-for-all program was utilized to pass along emergency messages. The program was kicked off with a Good Friday service delivered by Father James Power of St. Patrick's Catholic Church. And the free-for-all program resulted in dispatch of food to a diabetic, delivery of prescriptions, advice to stranded motorists to stay with their vehicles, and the volunteering of four-wheel drive units. Incidentally, at one time, Katie had operated in dispatching 11 four-wheel drive units out. There are six being operated right now, and there are 16 available. And even a note of levity was provided when a Casper woman asked for help on the free-for-all program in securing a prescription from one of the local pharmaceutical firms for her hemorrhoids. She was taken care of within 20 minutes.
Nature has a gift for you, a place to play, and Morganson Nursery will help you do something about it. Whatever your game, badminton, golf, swimming, a sandbox, Just any old yard won't do. Make a corner of your world a place to play. With the right lawn and ground cover, right shrubs and plants, right trees, all in the right place to add to the good times. Your place to play, nature's gift. Let Morgan's and Nursery on the Fairgrounds Road help you do something about it today.
Traveler Stockman's advisory continued for today. For Natrona, Converse, and Niobrara counties, snow and gusty westerly winds, occasionally 20 to 40 miles an hour, mostly for Converse and Niobrara counties. That'll be blowing and drifting snow, mostly in those two counties. Cloudy tonight with scattered snows and diminishing winds. Variable cloudiness, snow flurries over the mountain areas Saturday. Continued cold. Today's high mid-30s, low tonight 20 to 25. Tomorrow's high 35 to 40. 90% chance of precipitation through the day, 50% tonight, 30 tomorrow. Currently from Katy, 37 degrees. Again, a reminder from Mountain Bell, limit all local and long-distance calls to emergency calls only. The circuits are overloaded. Hospital personnel working 3 to 11 and 11 to 7 shifts, call the hospital for rides to work. Just leave your name and address at the hospital, and they'll pick you up in a four-wheel drive. Do not call the police department. Weather-wise around the state, a clearing and improving trend in the weather is taking place in the southeast corner of Wyoming. Most of Wyoming reporting very strong and gusty winds with some snow still falling. This is still creating huge travel problems in the state. The late morning readings in a cool to cold range, 30 to 35 degrees. And the outlook for the state calls for the storm to still batter the north portion through this afternoon. However, some improvement in general weather conditions expected tomorrow, but remaining cool and very unsettled to the weekend. Some of the temperatures around the state, 35 at Worland, snow and windy now in Worland. Evanston, 30, snow. Rock Springs, 31, snow and wind. Rollins, 38, snow, blowing snow and windy, 28 degrees. Laramie, 33, cloudy. Douglas, 32, snow, blowing snow and very windy in Douglas. Big Piney, cloudy and windy, 35, nothing about snow in Big Piney. Lander, 32, snow, 37, cloudy and windy in Cheyenne. Sheridan, snow and blowing snow, 32 degrees in Sheridan. Also in Cody, 30 in Jackson, snow and windy. Riverton, 31, Moorcroft, 31, snow and blowing snow. That's the news. Stay tuned for any and all emergency messages. We're passing them on to you here at KTI, and as Chuck told you a moment ago, we have still about 16 volunteer people with vehicles, and if you need prescriptions, if you need medication, if you need to get to a doctor, the hospital, call 445-45, ask for Steve Fritz, and we'll have a four-wheel drive vehicle to you. Larry Wakefield, Chuck Harkins, Katy Total News for Morganson Nursery. 17 afternoon, Rocky Mountain High. Sure, John Denver.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. String's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. But the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
high Colorado.
He climbed Cathedral Mountains, he saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. The simple thing cannot comprehend why they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky.
Rocky Mountain High. John Denver this morning, 21 minutes this afternoon. I guess it is 21 minutes afternoon. Not used to these late hours here, Chuck. Normally, of course, it's a 7 to 9 thing. Kind of extended it out. Anyway, it's one of those days. Pioneer Market, 535 Bryan Stock Trail, open today until 7, tomorrow 8 to 8, and Sunday 10 to 4. Pioneer Market, 535 on the Bryan Stock Trail, open today through Sunday for all of your shopping needs. I'm pointing at you. What do we have, an abbreviated bowling show?
We have an abbreviated bowling show, yes.
Okay, well, go ahead and get your abbreviations ready, and we'll say it's brought to you, Kegler's Corner, by Western Equipment every Monday through Friday.
Register now at Western Equipment for your chance to win big in the giant International Recreational Vehicle Pick Your Prize sweepstakes. The first prize is your choice of a camper special pickup with a 28-foot fifth-wheel travel trailer or an international travel-all wagon with a deluxe 29-foot monitor travel trailer. Or you might win a sporty all-wheel drive Scout with an 18-foot Minimax trailer. There's nothing to buy. Licensed drivers only, 18 years and older. Stop in, register today at Western Equipment, 3100 East Yellowstone.
International Harvester speaks quality in any language. International Harvester. International Harvester.
Katie Total Sports presents the Katie Kegler's Corner, brought to you by Western Equipment.
Of course, we weren't able to dog team up to Sunrise Lanes to pick up the report for the week. We do want to say we had a report of the cancellation up there, the Bantam and the junior-senior bowling leagues under the auspices of the American Junior Bowling Congress, and that's they have been canceled at Sunrise. The state leaders in the women's bowling tournament from Casper include in the team event, Ramada Inn of Casper is number 3. Mountain Air Classic of Casper stands 6th. As far as singles go, Linda Roselle of Casper is 2nd. In Class B, Betty O'Brien of Casper is 8th. Madeline Nansen of Casper is 9th. In Class C, Marcy Lauders of Casper is number 2. Wyoming Gallus and Maxine Weber are second in the Class A doubles. And another Casper tandem is the statewide leader. That's Mary Alice Judy and Kate Sperlin. Margaret Shank and Beverly Williams. Margaret Shank from Casper and Beverly Williams from Thermopolis are 10th. And in the Class C doubles, Marge Bechtold of Borland and Audrey Heckert of Casper have the statewide lead. In all events, the leader statewide, Martha Werbelow of Grable is the leader. Carolyn Stoke in Class B and Joyce Nold of Lander in Class C. Georgianne Fox of Cheyenne has the lead in scratch all events, 16:37. That's in A. Carolyn Stoke of Basin in Class B at 15:40. And in Class C, Ivy Pennington of Rollins, 13:84. The high game scratch in the state women's bowling tournament so far, Ruth Moe of Laramie, 244 in the high scratch series, Carolyn Stoke of Basin, 628. We're not sure about the state women's tournament for this weekend. I suppose the road conditions are going to have a lot to do with that. Of course, it's going on at Worland and Thermopolis, has several more weeks to run. And, action in this week's state men's tournament at Guernsey and Torrington is still up in the air. There may have to be some changes made in those two tournaments.
All right. Thank you very much.
Join us each weekday afternoon at 12:15 when KD Total Sports presents the KD Kegler's Corner. Brought to you by Western Equipment.
If your tires are getting worn, come to Montgomery Ward now and get a great deal on your choice of two fine Ward's tires. The outstanding PolyTrack HST tire, 4-ply polyester cord in 6 tubeless black wall sizes, $15.99 or $22.99 each plus tax and trade. Or get Ward's tubeless steel track belted grappler and save 50% on the second tire when you buy the first grappler at Ward's regular low price plus tax and trade. Two great tires at equally great prices now at Montgomery Ward in the Hilltop Shopping Center.
Banks are closed today, along with the savings and loans, but listen to this.
It won't be long. Summer's just around the corner. Time to think about those great days on Alcova or Pathfinder or any of the great Wyoming lakes offering fishing, water skiing, or just cruising. If you've got boat fever, we have a prescription. Float a boat loan at Wyoming National. Just come in and ask for it. Wyoming National will arrange a boat loan quickly, confidentially, and with a minimum of red tape. Make waves this summer with a boat loan at Wyoming National Bank, where you get money for any worthwhile purpose.
You might need that, too, when all of the snow starts to melt here in the next few days, you know?
You're listening to the Wakefield Harkin Show.
Have a good day.
Let's have a little garden party. Won't you join us on a Friday, April 20? Rick Nelson from 72, number 23.
I went to a garden party
on the top 100.
Reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky tonk. It was time to leave, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties. I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories are all I sing, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Rick Nelson, Garden Party. 12:30. This is KATI Casper. One more time, Rick.
All right now. Learn my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Pioneer Market 535 on the Bryan Stock Trail, open today till 7, tomorrow 8 to 8, Sunday 10 to 4. Pioneer Market 535, Bryan Stock Trail, open today through Sunday for all of your shopping needs.
Just arrived. At the bottom half, Lou Taubert Ranch Outfitters, downtown Casper. Levi, Big Bell, Low Rise, Three Button, Chambray. The Levi for summer wear. Levi, Big Bell, the Low Rise, Three Button, Chambray. Now, at the bottom half of Lou Taubert Ranch Outfitters, 125 East 2nd, downtown. Go get them on now. KD Total Sports presents Chuck Harkins.
Time out for sports special.
Well, the inside track for divisional titles in the West are now held by Los Angeles and Indiana. Of course, Indiana knocked off Utah last night by 2 points. Mel Daniels getting 23 points as the Pacers grab a 3-2 lead in the ABA Western Finals. Next game will be played Saturday in Indianapolis, and the Pacers in pretty good shape there. Meanwhile, Los Angeles went 2-up on Golden State. They pulled away from a 4-point deficit at the three-quarter gap and beat Golden State 104-93. Wilt Chamberlain and Jerry West led the Lakers with 26 points between them down the stretch. West seems to be able to hit the bucket in the fourth period. He's had problems in all of the playoff games in the first three, but he hits when it counts. The National Hockey League, Chicago beat New York 3-1 last night. The Rangers are on the ropes. They trail that series 3-1. Next game to be played in Chicago. Montreal beat Philadelphia 2-1. Andre Richard fueled a Canadian win. And goalie Ken Dryden was brilliant in the nets. Montreal leads that series 2-1. In the World Hockey Association, New England beat Cleveland 3-2. Whalers now lead that series 2-0. In golf, Jimmy Colbert carded a 6-under par 66. He's got a one-shot lead as they go into the second round of that money tournament of champions out at Rancho La Costa, California. And it'll be somewhere early this evening before they get through shooting the second round of that differential in time with the West Coast. The Wyoming Activities Association has been meeting in Casper. They made some changes in the state athletic picture at their annual spring meeting in Casper. A move to sanction state football championships in classes A and B was voted down. The association did said they would listen to the proposal again in another year. The association also voted to extend the football season to 10 weeks for class AA schools. The present season is 9 weeks, and of course, it makes it very difficult for some of the schools to get their scheduling done. High school wrestlers beginning next year will be allowed to participate in 12 actual matches. They have been allowed to participate in 12 before, but a forfeit will not be counted toward the allowable number. Previously, wrestlers could compete in 12 matches, but, of course, those forfeits counted. Ron Hackbarth added that a forfeit would not count toward seeding in regional tournaments. The association took no action on the problem of scheduling Class C basketball teams in southern Wyoming. Hackbarth said the problem had been apparent with such schools as Rock River and Chugwater, which are isolated from other Class C schools. In other action, the association decided to hold a state basketball tournament in Laramie on an indefinite basis. You remember they moved it out of Laramie a couple of years ago. They had the super tournament, then moved it back to Laramie, and now it's back there on an indefinite basis. Also, they allowed 16 Class B teams to qualify for the state basketball tournament by a modified elimination bracket. 12 now qualify in Class B, and of course that's the biggest class structure in the state of Wyoming. And they also moved to do away with that open week that separates the regional and district tournaments from the state. So or a week after qualifying for the state from regionals or districts, they'll move into the state. Traditionally, that off week has produced good weather. 2 weeks after the regionals and districts has produced bad weather, it could help. Clyde Stewart, head basketball coach at Sheridan, will be resigning. He'll remain on as a teacher and a golf coach. There's been quite a hassle in Sheridan over the Clyde and Stewart, whether he stays or whether he doesn't. It was announced right after the state basketball tournament, or the regional, actually, when Sheridan didn't qualify for the state. He wouldn't be back. He said he would fight for his job, did so for a while, but now he's done a turnaround, and he'll stay on as a golf coach and teacher, but Sheridan will be in the market for a new basketball coach. Most of the weekend activity has been scrubbed in Wyoming, including that Riverton Invitational Girls track meet at which NC and KW track teams were going to compete in. We're not sure of the situation as far as NC and KW in that Rapid City meet, but the golf meet's been postponed. Just about everything wiped out, although they did have a track meet over in the southwest portion of the state yesterday in Kemmer. The times and distances, with the exception of Mark Barino of Kemmer in the shot put and in the discus. Barino, of course, headed for Wyoming on a football scholarship, but he had the only solid distance and the only good mark of the day in that meet. In fact, because of adverse weather, the times and distances were low and slow. Wyoming's baseball team locked in at Laramie. They're not able to get to Utah, but they're going to try to get that series in early next week. Believe it or not, Wyoming and Utah will be playing a triple-header, 3 7-inning ball games. They'll try to get in those three games all in one day. The same thing prevails for BYU and Colorado State. They have been snowed out today in Fort Collins. They'll try again Monday or Tuesday, and those teams will play a triple-header all in one day, 3 7-inning games. So BYU and CSU, they're on top of the pack. CSU, percentage-wise, leads the Northern Division. They're 3-0, and BYU 5-1, slightly behind in percentage. But as far as won and losses go, they're really not in that bad a shape. But a monumental lead in the Northern Division of the WAC could transpire there if one of the teams sweeps, and even a pretty fair lead with a 2-1 situation and a triple-header of 3 7-inning games. A lawyer for the federal government said Montana may not be through over the alleged misuse of federal work-study funds. John Dittmer of Denver, the regional attorney for the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, said, "We are not through investigating. Now we're going to determine if Montana owes the federal government some money. They may try to get that $227,000 back." Denver Bronco tackle Paul Smith, former New Mexico star, has signed a 3-year contract with the Denver Broncos. He's the 28th to come under contract. Rival professional basketball leagues are playing fun and games with the college draft. Both the ABA and NBA want to be the last to draft. Each league has set back its original draft several times with a number of weak excuses pawned off to the public. The latest time schedule calls for the NBA to draft Tuesday, the ABA on Wednesday. Don't be surprised if there isn't another change.
All right, we've had a couple of calls here. I wonder if we're having a temperature inversion. They tell me, two people tell me it's 48 degrees at Paradise Valley, and out at Westridge, 50 degrees.
Well, I think so. We've had reports of that all morning long, that the farther south you go, the warmer it is. So I think that's probably a pretty good summation.
We might get a call from someone with an accurate thermometer up around sunrise. Be curious.
Right, and we're doing what here? We're running about 10 degrees below those readings?
Right. Of course, we're buried, too, you know. That has some effect.
You're on the river.
Right.
They could have fun.
We do have another message. This one farmer, or rancher, I should say, that's trying to get home to his family with some groceries, lives about 10 miles east. And two-way radio operators tell us, the ham operators that live out there, shipmen, for example, 18 to 24-foot drifts, and that's out around that mystery bridge. So, to get out there, you're going to need a snowcat. That's what it amounts to. So if someone has a snowcat and they have some time, call us and we'll pass a number on to you. That's about the only way to get in. They tell me to the Texaco refinery east, and that's it. You might as well shut her down right there. So if someone has a snowcat, they can volunteer some time, call us, and we'll give you the name of the gentleman. Also, we have an elderly lady out by the Hat 6 that may need some help. So a snowcat is needed. A local dealer for snowcats sold 3 this morning to farmers and ranchers who were trying to get to their cattle. He had 3 in stock, and he sold them in an hour.
Might turn out to be a good investment. The loss is probably going to be devastating, and certainly they need some help in a hurry from the weatherman.
Well, it'll be interesting to see on this temperature inversion, as we call it.
Well, I think you can look, too, for some basement damage when the snow melts. Some of those basements that have had annual problems, you know, and then, of course, there's always a little flooding worry. It'd be nice for it to warm up, but hopefully it won't warm up all of a sudden and stay warm for about a week. That could be a big problem. There will be some roof damage in the area.
And we'll just keep spot checking around and let you know what's going on. That's sports with Chuck Harkins.
Join Chuck Harkins 3 times daily at the sports desk as we take
time out for sports special.
Hi, this is Gary Owens, wheeling a buffalo head nickel all the way from beautiful downtown Burbank to herald the opening of Moto Photo. Moto Photo's grand opening at the Hilltop Shopping Center on April 23rd will just about be the niftiest thing happening anywhere outside of maybe the annual Jackie Gleason Lard Festival in Pismo Beach. So come meet the great Moto Photo gang April 23rd to find out what Moto Photo is all about. Remember, that's Moto Photo. To let them know I, Gary Owens, sent you, just walk in holding your ear. Thank you.
Thank you. And because of the weather, that grand opening of Moto Photo at Hilltop postponed till the 25th. And I think that's about Wednesday. 18 before 1 o'clock. And as the church bells toll the tidings of the joy of Easter, All Seasons Gift, 731 East 2nd, joins with the well-wishers of this happy Easter season and wishing everyone a happy Easter and hopes your holiday will abound with the gladness of the Easter season. Full Circle by the Byrds. New sound this morning, afternoon, or whatever it is. And Katie. Oh, just a minute. Stop the record. I want to get off. Or was that the world? Steve Fritz.
Oh, Larry, I just got a phone call from Police Chief Zippe, who says we have some, I don't know how you put it, but wrecker impersonators who are charging people very, very outrageous prices. And he would like the people, if this has happened, please call the police department and give them a description of the people, the truck, something for the police department to go on. It's very disturbing. I guess the police department, the honest type wrecker drivers are just complaints, you know, all day. So the chief would like people who have had this happen, if it does happen to you, get a description of the people, the truck, anything you can give the police department. And they'll go to work on this and cure it.
Okay, and if you do need a wrecker, if you're in that bad a shape, you might try the Yellow Pages, a lot of reputable firms in Casper and service stations.
Then you're down again. Oh,
the circle takes what it may give each time around. It makes it live again. Funny how the circle is a wheel and it can steal someone who is a friend. Funny how the circle takes your flight and if it's right, it brings it back again. Funny how the circle turns around. You're lost, and then you're found again. Though you always look for what you know, each time around, there's something new again. Funny how the circle is a wheel, and you can steal someone who is a friend.
This is Nelson Olmsted with a story today about an electric car right here in Pacific Powerland. I'll be right back after we have these words for Pacific Power from Clint Gruber.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Here once again is Nelson Olmsted.
When Errol Griffith of Tyerton, Washington, sees a problem, he tries to do something about it. A while back, he figured somebody ought to build an electric car to help solve one of the country's major environmental problems. Mr. Griffith says,
You see, I just dreamed this thing up one night about 3 years ago. Now remember, this great ecology thing hadn't blossomed yet, and I was lying in bed one night thinking about electric cars and wondering if I could do it, so when we got through packing apples the next spring, I went to work in my shop. I had to get parts from all over the United States and do a lot of boning up and writing to people, and altogether it took me about 30 days. And when I went out the door with it, I wasn't sure whether I was going to do 100 miles an hour or five.
Well, Mr. Griffith's electric car turned out to be exactly what he needed for running around his 50-acre apple orchard. The little vehicle was built from a Volkswagen chassis, which he shortened by 14 inches. It now is powered by a 36-volt electric golf cart motor run by batteries. Mr. Griffith says,
It's smooth starting, and it's so powerful at low gear, I can climb stairways with it. And I've done so. It climbs up road banks without hitches and can go through mud or snow with little trouble, and top speed is 30 miles an hour, and I've driven that little car constantly for 3 years. And I have yet to spend even one cent in its maintenance. I get 24 miles on a battery charge, and figure it costs me about a quarter of a cent a mile to drive.
Well, Mr. Griffith and his car have attracted quite a bit of attention in the public press and from environmental groups. In the spring of 1971, he was invited to speak at the Clean Air Fair in Portland, and he sent information about the car to many sources. Three members of the President's Environmental Control Agency have ridden in and endorsed the car. The car has been so successful, in fact, that he has formed the Griffith Electric Car Company to sell a brochure which tells how to make a similar car. Mr. Griffith continues.
Yeah, well, you see, my brochure tells anybody with any mechanical ability whatsoever how to build an electric car out of an old Volkswagen. You just, tear off the body, take out the motor, the clutch, and everything, and start with the chassis and the transmission and the differential, and, well, it's a very simple conversion. I think if a man set about with all the parts on hand, we could do it in about 6 days. The component parts to make the change would cost about $500.
Well, is Mr. Griffith's car suitable for highway driving? Let's ask him.
Well, with a 48-volt motor and two more batteries, the electric car would go 40 miles an hour. One government study shows we could use 9 million electric cars in the cities right now to do the short trips. You know, take the kids to school and drive to work and go to the store or the doctor. Any non-freeway driving.
Well, Errol Griffith likes to stress the inexpensive nature of his car, as he says,
"As this is an electric car that anybody can afford, rather than waiting for production line models to become available. It's a do-it-yourself kit for the person who wants to do his part to get this ecology thing going."
I'm sure you'll join me, Nelson, in thanking Mr. Griffith for his work in helping to protect the environment. Electricity deserves some credit, too, and not just for powering cars. The fact is, electricity plays an important part in all of the environmental cleanup work that's being done here in Pacific Powerland. It operates large air filtering systems, pumps water through purification systems, and helps recycle tons of used materials. In years to come, man will be finding even more ways to help protect the environment, and it's likely they'll all need electricity. That's why Pacific Power is building for the future, so we won't run short of the one thing that's so essential to a clean, healthy world, electricity. That's all for now. Be with us the next time Nelson Olmsted opens his wonderful storybook.
Hiya, Red. I'm a snap bean. Say, you know, I've always had a thing for you tomatoes, especially one that looks as good as you do, sweetheart.
I've heard about you snap beans. You're pretty fancy, but a whole cup of you offers a girl only 30 calories.
Low calories are the end thing, Red.
Now we have talking produce at Albertsons. Signs that spell out the nutritional content of each item. And you're always sure of high quality and freshness at Albertsons.
Hey, couldn't we put it together?
Fresh.
The food people who care about you. Albertsons
open today for your shopping convenience. Still in need of a snow cat if someone has one, and it's available for a trek out east about 10 miles or so. Got a gentleman trying to get some groceries home to his family. Call Katie 44545. Steve Fritz still coordinating that. We have many vehicles available here in town as well. If you need food, supplies, sickness at your house, need to get to a doctor, if you need prescriptions, call and we'll have a volunteer come to your house or bring the prescription to you or whatever. 8 minutes before one, new sound, Fifth Dimension. Everything's being, or been, yes, it has been, changed. Here we go.
the fifth dimension. Everything's been changed. Bob Coleman here from KATI Radio. Larry Wakefield gets his long-awaited break. Been on the radio since 7 o'clock this morning. And here we are to give him some relief. Good afternoon to you. What can you say on a day like today? Just stay warm, stay home if you can. And keep your radio handy. It'll keep you up to date on what's happening. If you don't have to go anywhere, just don't go. Okay. Pioneer Market at 535 Bryan Stock Trail will be open today till 7 o'clock tonight. Saturday from 8 till 8 and Sunday 10 till 4. That's the Pioneer Market, 535 Bryan Stock Trail. Open today through Sunday for your shopping needs.
Special carpet prices for every room in your home at one time. Save up to $462 per square yard. Now at Plains Furniture, 322 South David. Bigelow's Curry Vale Headset Twist Nylon Shag. It's just $793 per square yard. Perth's Lacey Multilevel Sculptured Acrylon, $696 per square yard. Now these are just a few of the special carpet values right now at Plains Furniture, 322 South David. Open Thursdays till 9 p.m.
Hey, here's good news from Al Vogel at the Hilltop Standard. He's got a great tire offer for you. Buy two Atlas tires, you get free 25 gallons of gas. Get 50 free gallons of gas with the purchase of four Atlas tires. Select from the number of quality Atlas tires, like the Golden Ear, a radial tire that's the lowest costing per mile tire on the Atlas line. Six plies under the tread to offer tops in mileage. Radio sidewalls for control and performance. Buy two of these great Atlas tires, receive 25 gallons of gas free. Buy four tires, get 50 gallons of gas at Hilltop Standard in the Hilltop Center.
Casper Commissary is ready for your Easter needs. The ready-to-wear department is filled with pretty dresses, pantsuits, blouses, and all accessories, including pretty spring hats. And the men's department has sharp sport coats, newly designed in plains and patterns, men's knit pants, smart dress, and sport-style shirts, and Wembley and Beau Brummel ties. You'll find smart jackets, pants, and shirts for the young guys and pretty fashions by Cinderella and other top makers for the young miss at Casper Commissary. And they're at 138 South Kimball. CBS 1 o'clock news in 2 minutes. Sector 107 will be back with some music and some messages and some words for you. Stay with us. 44 degrees currently in Casper. KATI Casper, 30 seconds from now, exactly 1 o'clock, CBS News. We'll have music for you, 107.
Edwards reporting on the CBS Radio Network. This is John Mitchell Day at the Watergate Federal Grand Jury hearing. The former Attorney General's lawyer says Mitchell answered all the questions put to him by the jury. Attorney William Huntley confirms earlier reports saying Mitchell had privately accused Jeb Magruder and Gordon Liddy of proposing the Watergate bugging. Mitchell says he tried to veto the proposed intelligence gathering plot aimed at the Democratic opposition. On another front, lawyers for convicted Watergate defendant James McCord say their client will sue the Nixon re-election campaign for $1.5 million. McCord claims he suffered strain, anguish, and damage to his reputation while in the employ of the Republicans. The cost of living is up and gasoline is getting scarcer. Details after this.
Tuesday is the first day of the rest of your life. Start it right with Total.
Start living more sensibly today. Start with good-tasting Total cereals at breakfast. Each ounce of original or corn Total gives you 100% of the minimum daily adult requirement of vitamins and iron. So live right, eat right with Total. Remember.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Start it right with Total.
This is Wynn Elliott, CBS Sports. When you're a regular listener to the CBS Radio Network, you keep up with all the important events of the day and all the major sports news, too. Every Saturday and Sunday, I bring you Sports Central USA, 10 fast broadcasts covering all the action every weekend. So whether you're relaxing at home or out on the road, keep up with Sports Central USA on the CBS Radio Network, where the listeners are.
The government says food prices rose at a record pace in March, and the cost of living hit its highest level in 22 years. In New York City today, Darrell Trent, director of the Office of Emergency Preparedness, had bad news for U.S. motorists. Chris Kelly reports.
Trent predicted a very tight fuel situation will develop this summer because gasoline production is down while consumption still increases. Gasoline inventories are at their lowest levels in 6 years, he said, and refineries have concentrated on producing more heating fuel than gas recently. Trent said the outlook for the summer is disturbing, not a crisis, with problems in some areas.
Gasoline inventory levels this summer will fall to an area between 180 and 190 million barrels. It's very hard to say that a crisis would exist in the United States with an inventory of this level. One thing that we can expect to happen is that there will be spot shortages through the country, just as there were spot shortages which developed in the distillate fuel situation.
Trent said the Office of Emergency Preparedness plans to locate areas where shortages exist and get the fuel there before a real crisis develops. Chris Kelly, CBS News, New York.
The gasoline shortage is particularly acute in the upper Midwest, as outlined by Dean Walcott, a vice president of one of Ohio's largest independent gasoline chains, the Certified Oil Company.
To the detriment of you, the consumer, and Certified Oil Company, we're forced to announce the closing of approximately 40 service stations in Ohio and the surrounding states. This will mean the reduction of nearly 200 employees and is not only permanent, but may be only the beginning of what will turn out to cost the consuming motoring public millions of dollars in higher prices in the months to come.
In other parts of the nation, independent operators are complaining that the major gas companies are refusing to sell them gasoline. The State Department is hinting broadly that if Hanoi will slow down the war in Cambodia, the U.S. might resume minesweeping operations in North Vietnam. The U.S. is trying to get the North Vietnamese to fully comply with the Paris Peace Agreement. The Pentagon indicates the U.S. has resumed aerial surveillance flights over North Vietnam. Hanoi Radio claims two such flights were made yesterday. The South Vietnamese say a major battle has been underway along the Mekong River near the Cambodian border. The South Vietnamese are trying to clear the river supply route to Cambodia's capital, Phnom Penh. More news in 1 minute.
It's working.
The more he needs his new underarm deodorant, the more it works.
It's working!
Body Off. It starts you out dry, and its powdery spray helps keep you dry.
It's working.
And Body Off is moisture activated, so extra deodorant protection is released at even the slightest hint of wetness.
It's working. It's working.
Body Off. The underarm deodorant that works on any part of any body. Body Off.
It's working!
Yeah, this will be our last call on the 3 for all this morning. Go ahead.
Concerning the firecracker, Lyle, when I was a kid, we used to go out and buy a bunch of gunpowder and stuff and make our own firecrackers. And I think it's a lot more dangerous, and if you do outlaw the firecrackers, you're going to have kids making these firecrackers. And their own gunpowder, it's going to be pretty bad. I think the whole law is pretty shitty because the kids just are going to... Bye.
time, and we'll join us tomorrow on Free For All at 9:15.
Okay, we want to thank you. We're out of time, and
join us tomorrow on Free For All at 9:15.
Digging out, they are, will begin to search, of course, for some stranded motorists between Douglas and Gillette, and also they will be concentrating a search for motorists on 487 south of Casper. That Douglas air search is still trying to locate stranded persons on 59 between Douglas and Gillette. In the Cheyenne area, pilots are making a general visual reconnaissance of the area. They had two choppers up yesterday, came down from Cheyenne, and they had to land in Casper, weren't able to do too much. Casper is still pretty much isolated. The road is open to Shoshone on Highway 26, and it's also open from there to Riverton, but Wind River Canyon is still closed. One-way traffic now to Douglas.
Yes, you're on Free For All. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Mrs. Key, Director of Meals on Wheels, and I wanted to extend a very warm thanks to the Sheriff's Department, Police Department, Pirate Inn, and all my wonderful volunteers that got out during the storm.
Okay, we thank you very much. Now, will you be operating now today?
No, we will start in again Monday.
On Monday.
We're in touch with some of our people and seeing that they have groceries and things like that.
Yeah. What kind of problem did you run into road-wise?
Oh, I had volunteers that hadn't got their cars home last night yet that had to leave them and just get rides back to their homes and leave their cars the one day. That's why I yelled for help yesterday.
Well, that's good. And then we had a call yesterday on Free For All, I think, from Kenny Gray, and he was involved in that program yesterday, and you were able, I guess, to get a...
We got them all fed and even took groceries in to some, and I've had some calls today from some that needed groceries, and I've contacted people that are helping them.
Okay, well...
Sarah, thanks to you and all the other good people.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Goodbye.
You're on Free For All. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know that I have two little sisters in Lander that I talked to this morning, and the road is open from Lander, too. They're starting home today.
Now, that is from Lander to Riverton.
Yes.
So they'll be able to come all the way then,
yes.
Lander, Riverton, and Shoshone, and then on to 26 to Casper.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
So we have... that little bit on the roads now open from Lander to Casper. One-way traffic as we get it from Casper to Douglas, but nothing open beyond that. And we would expect, of course, the roads will open up fairly rapidly. It's a tough snow to move for people and highway department personnel. And also, we should mention, of course, that one of their priorities is to search for those motorists that have already been stranded. That's been the top priority, and rightly so. And so I think it's going to be probably before this evening sometime before we know if everybody fared just right, but there has been no deaths reported from the storm, which is pretty lucky for this time of the year that there hasn't been. The livestock situation will probably wait several weeks before they know how they fared, and of course the wildlife is not going to fare too good in the face of this late storm. So not much to do except just sit and wait as far as the travelers are concerned. Those that want to get to Shoshone, to Riverton or Lander can do so. We've had a lot of people wondering about could they get to Salt Lake. We don't have any word that 220 would be open to Rawlins yet, and of course I-80 from Rawlins to Rock Springs still closed at the last word. Of course, I-80 from Rock Springs on through Wyoming and on into Utah is open, but the problem is getting to, of course, Rock Springs. There are a number of motorists planning to Easter vacation in the Salt Lake City area or in Utah, and they're still hung up, but we'll let you know just as soon as the roads are open.
And as near as we know, Wind River Canyon is still open. We'll keep you posted on the roads. We're on free-for-all. Our number is 44545, and we'll be back in a minute.
We just got to town. I can't move in until the lease is paid. I've got about $17, a homesick wife, some crying kids, and an out-of-town checkbook. Won't somebody lend me a hand?
The handy bank for busy people, the security bank.
Let the Handy Bank help you with a checking account. During your first week in town, your Handy Bank checking account will be invaluable. It's the safe, easy way to get cash, pay bills, and establish credit. Later on, your monthly statements become important financial records. Come in, shake hands with the helping hands.
The Handy Bank for busy people, the security bank.
Security Bank, downtown Casper.
Yes, you're on free for all. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to make an announcement that the American Legion Club roads are open, and their Easter dinner on Sunday will be held as planned.
And that's at American Legion Post,
yes,
right?
Up on East 2nd.
And the roads, how are the roads? They've been plowed out pretty well?
Yes, we have had a...
I think you're probably listening to the radio in the background, which is confusing because we're on a delay system here.
We have a scraper that has cleaned it off.
Okay, fine. What, long as you're on and you've advised them about the Easter meal, what time does it start there at the Legion Club?
From 2 o'clock to 8.
2 to 8.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they will stand advised. And thank you very much.
There have been some reports, of course, that some of the motorists have been getting on I-25 around Casper when it was closed, and the Wyoming Highway Department said that the roadblocks on I-25 are now manned. But we have another report that I-25 would be open to Douglas, but not beyond that point. But if you run into a roadblock, of course, stay off. All you really could accomplish is impede the clearing of the roads there, and they'll be able to get the job much faster if they don't have to worry about motorists. And of course, we're certain that if something would happen and you get off the road, you'd be in a ton of trouble. So stay off until the roads are officially announced as open. They had air service to Casper. Some of the motels lost just a few of their occupants last night, but they didn't have to worry because they were housed in banquet rooms and hallways and corridors in most of the motels in Casper last night. But Frontier had a flight out last night. Their first flight was at 6:30. They had two flights to Denver only. The flights, of course, north to Billings and Great Falls were closed. But now we're beginning to get what approaches normal air service in and out of Casper. The best bet there, of course, is to check with Frontier and Western Airlines about those flights, but there were flights out of Casper last night. We're on open discussion on free-for-all. The Weather Service has said that a substantial increase in the snow cover in the area between Casper and Laramie during the past 2 weeks has created what they call a potentially dangerous flood situation. The Weather Service says the Casper Mountain and Laramie Range areas are the ones affected. The new snow has fallen on snowpack that already was well above normal. The resultant increase in available water brings a total to about 200% of normal. Now, what happens next is the way that snow comes off. If they get normal snow release, there would not be any flood problems. But if they would get a sudden switch to warm weather, high temperatures, and even worse, coupled with rain, then of course all the conditions would be conducive for a bad situation. When the snow melts on Casper Creek, Bates Creek, Deer Creek, Laprelle Creek, Labonte, and the Laramie River could have water going over their banks, but normal snow melt from the pack will not be fast enough to cause serious flooding. However, high temperatures and rain at the time of the peak melting could create some serious tributary and dry gulch problems. So what they need right now is a normal runoff once spring arrives, if and when. Again, you're on the free-for-all program. Our number is 445-45, and I think we have another caller on here. Yes, go ahead.
Well, the situation at the highways right now, the only road that is open to traffic is from Casper to Shoshone.
That is the only road that is open to traffic. Now, what about the one-lane traffic to Douglas? Is that an erroneous report?
We have one plow, but we've made one tractor there.
But you don't want any traffic through there?
We do not want any traffic in there.
Well, I got that word from a law enforcement official, not a policeman, somebody connected with the state, so... But you don't want any traffic on that one lane between Casper and Douglas.
We will advise the news media immediately when the road is ready for travel.
Yeah, well, apparently you've got some... Yeah, you have some people that are saying things that is not 100% right, then.
There's only two people who have authority to open and close that road, and that's Mr. D.W. Griffin, the district engineer, or myself.
Yeah, well, then you have some employees that probably shouldn't be talking, then, if that is not open.
This is a statement that I'm not going to make any comment on. I don't think it should ever go out on the air that way.
Well, of course, while it came from one of your own personnel, when do you anticipate the road would be open?
I have no way of anticipating that far ahead. As I say, when it is ready, we will notify you immediately.
Okay, well, the thing of it is, there are a lot of people, of course, who are wondering about reservations, you know, checkout time. Some running short of fuzz. Would you anticipate they would be able to get out of Casper, say, before a normal checkout time at, say, at noon or 1?
Well, now, you're just trying to put me on the spot. I'm not going
to... I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just asking
make,
if...
You're
if,
trying to make me make a commitment on when this is going to be open, and I'm not going to do it.
Okay, then the motorists, of course, just simply don't know. They'll have to wait.
This is right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet.
There have, of course, been a number of motorists wanting to know that, some of them even running out of funds. But from the Highway Department, no roads out of Casper are open now except Highway 26 to Shoshone. And it's open from there to Riverton to Lander, not officially, but from travelers who are able to negotiate that road. But that's the only thing open now. The Highway Department will advise you when the roads are open. And those travelers will just have to stay put. We'll be back in a minute.
Comparison shopping is one way to be wise with money. Having a checking account is another. We at the Handy Bank would like you to be doubly wise and compare your present checking services with ours.
The Handy Bank for busy people, be security bank.
Perhaps you've moved to another neighborhood since you opened your present account, or found that some banks just don't give the service you expect. We invite you to compare, meet our tellers, ask questions, look around, then join hands with the Handy Bank.
Of course, Chuck, we got a couple of calls earlier from travelers, and now we find out the Highway Department says officially that those roads that we commented on were open are not, in fact, open. And, of course, when we made our announcement, we did state that word came from travelers, not official. Well, of course, there are some travelers that are on the spot, too, and that should be, you know, they want to know when they can get out, and we can understand the point. Of course, they don't want traffic on when they're plowing. That is only, we made that statement before, that is only going to impede the travel, but you can understand the plight of the travelers, too. They've been inconvenienced through what really is an act of nature. It isn't anybody's fault, but certainly you can understand why they would want to know when they can get out. Some of them have been digging their cars out for 2 days in Casper, and some with very little help from officialdom, and we're not citing the government crews. We're talking about some people really haven't helped the motorists too much in clearing their cars or access ways around their own places. So they're a little short-tempered now, and they would like to know if they're going to be able to get home at Easter, but there's been no prediction when they'll be able to leave. Just simply sit tight.
By the comment you just made about not no help coming from officials, that means the people that own some of the places.
Yeah, I'm not talking about officialdom. I'm not talking, I don't think we could say that the city, they've been out, you know, doing immense work. And I know some people wonder why hasn't this street been done? But they have been working night and day, and to do what they already have done has been amazing. And I think even the same thing applying to the highway, and of course that priority of looking for a stalled motorist is number one, and that is rightfully so as well. But the tempers are a little short, and they'd like to get on their way as soon as possible. And after you dig out your car for 3 or 4 days, you could put yourself in their position and want to know. But right now they're worried again, those that have been stranded here since Wednesday, about whether to check out of their motels or not before checkout.